Welcome to the first Scotty Cast. We are here on a bright, sunny, at least in my area, Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. And I'm here today to talk about sports. The Milwaukee Brewers play tonight in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. They just took two out of three games at home versus Baltimore, so we have a four-game series coming up with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Excellent opportunity for them to take at least three out of four from Pittsburgh and get back on the right track. UW-Eau Claire and other WIAC teams are in the NCAA National Outdoor Track and Field Championships, and we already have a national championship in Eau Claire. And please forgive me if I totally mispronounce his name. Jakob Akui has won the national championship in the discus, and he won it last year also, so two-time national championship. Congratulations to him. Did you see last night the NBA Eastern Conference Finals on TNT between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks? Oh my goodness, was that a game. With Indiana prevailing 138-135 in overtime, but how it got to overtime was unbelievable. Tyler Halliburton hit this amazing shot as the buzzer sounded. Now he thought after he made that shot that was a 3-point shot and that won the game for the Pacers. But no, it did not. It only counted for two, so it sent the game into overtime. And it's a good thing and did you see that the shot, it went off the back of the rim and high into the air and then went through the net. I mean, something that like that goes in the net probably once out of every 10 tries, but for him it did, and it's a good thing because he would have opened himself up to some major criticism if he had missed that shot. Because if you saw the replay, he went like he was dribbling in towards the basket, and he would have had a really good open look. But no, then he turns around, backs up to the three-point line, and then shoots it. So he passed up the good shot for the more low-percentage shot. But it worked out for him, and it worked out for the Pacers. This weekend also, starting today, we have three Wisconsin golfers competing in the Senior PGA Championship in Bethesda, Maryland. Steve Stricker, Jerry Kelly, and Mario Tassiani. And as of this recording, Mario Tassiani is right up near the top of the leaderboard. So good luck to all those Wisconsin golfers this weekend. And did you hear about the incident that happened in Waterford, Wisconsin earlier this week at a track and field championship? This incident has totally blown up on broadcast and social media in the southeast part of Wisconsin. Apparently, some Waterford people, students and other people, shouted some racial epithets towards members of the Milwaukee Rufus King students. I mean, we're talking racial slurs, we're talking everything. Totally, totally uncalled for, should never happen, should never even be thought of. And now, you know, the media down in Milwaukee, they're really, you know, bearing down on Waterford about this. And they are publishing story after story after story about this. I mean, just do a quick Google search, Waterford, Wisconsin racism, and it'll show up. And one of the Waterford High School students went on WTMJ and said that Waterford has, you know, is a great educational institution, you know, as far as books and stuff like that, that she was not surprised that something like this had happened. That this had been going on for quite a while, including this kind of stuff happening in black students and minority students at her school. And she is asking, you know, and she is claiming that the administration has been silent about all this. My take is that not only should the administration get involved, but I think that, and I think in some parts they have, you know, in terms of discipline, they've, you know, taken some action. They can't tell, because of privacy laws, they cannot tell the media what they've done. But they, you know, this is the one of those types of things that the whole city has got to come together. They got to have a community forum. Got to have a, you know, sit down with the whole community, and this has got to come to a stop. There is absolutely no room for this, any type of behavior like this in Wisconsin or anywhere. This should absolutely come to a stop. All right, well, you've listened to the first ScottyCast, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I promise I will try to get better as these podcasts go along. Thank you for listening.